In the concluding pasuk in this week's Sedra, the end of Parshas told us, the pasuk says that when Esav realized that Ayar Esav Kiruaz Benos Kahn Ben Yitzchak Aviv, and Yitzchak sent his son Yaakov back to the family to Haram Naharaim to marry a girl from the family, so Esav decided he's going to marry also a girl from the family. The first two wives that he had were not from the family, they were Nachrios. So he goes and he marries Machlas Bas Yishma. So there are two traditions what the correct pronunciation is. Is it Machlas with the comments or Machlas with the patach? So they quote, some have the practice that the Balkari lanes the pasuk twice. That's the last pasuk for Shvi, then is the last pasuk for the Maftir. So some have the practice that he lays it once with the comments, once with the patach. What does it represent? The difference, what's the significance of with the comments, with the patach? So the quote from the Maharil Diskin that the Yerushalmi says, Shloshin and Cholam Lahem Abin Hasem, there are three people whose sins are forgiven if they do tshuva. We assume if you do tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, you never get a mechilas havanas. That's a machlokes hatanoim, whether Yom Kippur is mechaper only lashovim or enam shovim. So the Rambam paskins Yom Kippur, many of the guys in paskin Yom Kippur is mechaper even enam shovim. We don't accept that opinion. We hold Yom Kippur is only mechaper lashovim. So the Rambam has that in the beginning of Hilchus Tshuvim. He says when a person brings a korban chatas or a korban osham, if he doesn't do tshuva, he doesn't get a kapor, but he gets malchus. If a person does an avera, violates a lav sheyesh bo malchus, so then he's pasul eidus. The pasuk says that a rasha is pasul eidus. Who's a rasha? So the Rif says a rasha is either one who's chayv malchus, one is chayv misa, one is chayv malchus. But after the person gets the malchus, then he becomes kosher ladies again, only if he does tshuva. He loses the shem rasha, only he gets a mechilas habanis, only if he does tshuva. Misa's bezin also. Mishnah Sanhedrin says that they encourage the person to whom they're giving the misa's bezin, he should say vidui. If he doesn't say vidah, if he doesn't do tshuva, he's not going to be nimchal. So the Rambam writes, there's never any kapora without tshuva. Yom Kippur is not mechapa without tshuva. He puts it together with misa and malchus and korbanas. He always needs tshuva. A person dies from old age. A person dies. And misa is mechaper. Only in misa, you got to say vidah before you die. My father died at the age of 94. And he had serious surgery a few times. He said vidui quite a few times. Every time he was about to undergo a serious operation, he said vidui. You should encourage the people in the hospital who are going to undergo an operation or something serious. They should say vidui. You shouldn't lead them into believing that they're holding by dying. They're going to get scared. They'll die from pachad. Tell them whenever a person is a slight sakana, you got to say vidui. We hope that you'll live through it. Hope that you survive. So the Yerushalmi says the Shloshanim Cholam Lehem Avin Aseihem. One is a chosen kala, their sins are forgiven. One is Oyla Legdula, one is one who gets smicha. So that's the reading Mochalas. Mochalas Miloshim Mechilas Avinah is because he just got married here. So if the chosen says Bidu, if he does tshuva, then Im Cholam Avin Aseihem. So we have a minig, some people have, not every has a minig, many have a minig, that the chosen wears a kittel. Why wears a kittel? Like we wear a kittel on Yom Kippur, to represent the Mechilas Havainas, like the Kohen Gadol wears Big Day Lovin on Yom Kippur, Mechilas Havainas. Many have a minig that the chosen kala fast on the Yom HaChasana. Apparently that's a very old minig, even though it says the minig is that you don't fast on the Chodesh Nissen. But the minig that the chasen kala fast on the day of the chasana is older than the minig not to fast in the chodesh nisan. So it says that if one gets married in the chodesh nisan, he should fast. It's interesting. So that's if the reading is mochalas, that the chosen, like one is ole legdula, one to get smichas, and the mocholam abenois. Then the other reading is machalas. Machalas milosh and machlo, a sickness. That's what Rashi quotes from the Bereshis Rabbah. It says, the Pasuk says, Vayaresim kiroz menos kanam ben Yitzchakov, Yelechesev al Yishmal, Yikachas machlas bas Yishmal. Al noshav lo leishav. What do you mean al noshav? It says that he had two wives before. They were Moas Ruch Beine Yitzchak and Rivka. They were evil. They weren't the monotheists. They were of the Abed Zohar. So it says here, Al Noshav Lo Leisha Hosev Risha Al Rishasa. Rashi quotes from the Medrash that according to that reading, Machalas, Loshen Machla, another Machla, he married another Marshas, Hosev Risha Al Rishasa Shalagivisha Sarishainas. She was also not observed. So those are the two readings, whether it's Mochalas or Machalas. Yeah. When Yitzchak Avinu requested of Esav he should prepare a delicious meal for him, put me in a good mood that I'll be able to give a bracha. We assume that you can only give a bracha if you're in a happy mood. The Kohanim, when they do him, say, Shekashonim, Bikdushosu, Shalam, Tzivon, Bracha, Zayisol, Bi'ahavo. Supposed to give the bracha Bi'ahavo. Ashkenazim have a minute that they only do him on Yamim Tov. Why only Yamim Tov? Why not? The chiyuv to duchen is only upon request, if the tzibur asks. So the meaning is, Ashkenazim, we don't ask him to, we don't request the bracha, why not? Because you have to be in a happy mood. So the Ashkenazim are always in a miserable mood. Svartim are happy all the time. Ashkenazim are in a miserable mood, even on Shabbos, they're worried about their parnasa. But on Yontif, they're relaxed. It's a very strange, very difficult minig. Why we don't request of the Kohanim to should duchen every day? But that's what it's based on. You have to be in a happy mood when you give a bracha. So Yitzchak Avinu requests, Aseli Matamim. So the Baal HaTanya quotes a comment in connection with this pasuk in the Tanya. He quotes, why Aseli Matamim? Why different courses? Why do we always eat? You go to a big banquet, so they give, a vegetable salad, then they give a fruit cup, then they give a bowl of soup, then they give meat with kugel, with cholent, with all kinds of stuff, so many different courses. What do you need so many courses for? Have a piece of meat. You're still hungry, have another piece of meat. You're still hungry, have another piece of meat. Well, the answer is we enjoy variety. Human beings enjoy variety. So just like Yaakov Avinu, just like Yitzchok says, Aseli matamim, make me a variety of different foods, people enjoy variety. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates variety. And that's why there's an idea. The original plan was that it's supposed to be Yud Beis Shvatim, and every Shevet has a different approach to Avodas Hashem. Yerushalayim is described, Lo Seilov, in the end of Yecheskel, a city with a wall around it, with 13 gates, 13 Sha'arim, Sha'ar Reuven, Sha'ar Shimon, Sha'ar Levi. Every Shevet should enter, whoever knows what Shevet he belongs to, should enter Yerushalayim through that Sha'ar. Then there was a Sha'ar HaKoilov, the miscellaneous Sha'ar. Whoever is a Ger, or whoever does know what Shevet he belongs to, he should go through the Sha'ar HaKoilov, the miscellaneous Sha'ar. What do you mean, a Sha'ar to enter Yerushalayim means? To enter Yerushalayim means to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Beis HaMikdash is in Yerushalayim. So every Shevet has a Sanhedrin of that Shevet. That's the Mishnah in Hoirias, the first parak. There was a Sanhedrin. The Ramban HaChumash is not sure whether that Sanhedrin of the Shevet had 23 or 71. But there was supposed to be a Sanhedrin Gdol of every Shevet that paskens for their Shevet. And one Shevet will pasken one way, the other Shevet will pasken another way. Theoretically, it's possible to have 12 different psokim on any given issue. Every Shevet has a different derech and avodas Hashem. And we have an idea, the Eilu V'Eilu Dibri L'Kim Chaim. You don't always apply Eilu V'Eilu Dibri L'Kim Chaim. The Gemara, in the end of the first parak in Bava Basra, has a discussion about Iyov. Is it a novel? So the person never existed? Or was it a real person? And when did he live? And which generation did he live? So we're not sure. You can't say, Eilu V'Eilu Dibri L'Kim Chaim. He was real, he wasn't real. Either he was or he wasn't. When you're talking about history, either it's this or it's that. Sometimes it's stuck of both. But here, it can't be both. You can't say it's both a novel, a make-believe story, and the person who existed. So sometimes he can't say Elu v'yeda divili kim chayim. But a lot of times in halacha we say Elu v'yeda divili kim chayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates variety. It gets boring if everybody does exactly the same. The different nuschos, that's what the Magen Avraham quotes from the Arizal. There are 13 nuschos hatfila. Whoever knows what shevet he's from should daven according to that nusach hatfila. Whoever doesn't know what shevet he's from, so then there's a nusach d'shar hakodol. That's the miscellaneous shah. So the punchline, the Arizal says the punchline is, the nusach ari is the shah hakodol. So not everybody follows the punchline, but the main theme everybody assumes. It makes sense. There are 12 different nuschos hatfila. Whoever knows what shevet he's from should daven according to the nusach hatfila of that shevet. Aseli matamim. Yeah, that was the whole idea of the Yud Beis Shvatim, that there should be different drachim and avodas Hashem. The Midrashim talk about the fact that the Yaakov Avinu, when he came back from being a chutz lord for so many years, so he was nervous that Esav had this chus of kibbut aviyim for so many years. He wasn't there in Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't able to fulfill kibbut aviyim. So Rav Soloveitchik once gave a drasha. The two different mitzvahs, the mitzvah of kibbut aviyim and the mitzvah of mor aviyim. That's in Aseres Hadibros, and Nishima v'Yavutiro, that's in Parshas Kedoshim. So there's a Gemara says, Ezu Kibbut ve'Ezu Mor. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Yeridei in the third Chelek. What basically, what is Kibbut, what is Mor? So Kibbut means service, physical service, Machilo, Mashkeo, Manilo, Machitzoi. If the parents need help getting dressed, parents need help, they need to drive them somewhere, to take out the garbage, to go shopping for them, whatever they need help. They don't want. Okay, I remember when my father died at the age of 94 when he was old. I used to go visit him once a week. My father lived in Borough Park, so I used to give his shiur every week in Flatbush. I used to stop off on the way after the shiur. I would stop off in Borough Park, spend a few minutes with my father. So sometimes I would ask my father, would he want me to make him a cup of coffee? He would say, he's not an invalid. He knows how to make his own coffee. He doesn't need any help. Okay? That's also part of kibbut aviyim, not to force yourself on their parents. But if they request some help, if you see that they need some help, so that's to give physical assistance. That's kibbut aviyim. The Gemara has a lashon mechav de machai mechav de lacha moisa, that the din of kibbut av applies even after the parent dies. That's a deal in Tiferes Yisrael on Mishnayos. He has a discussion whether that's a deraisa de rabbon. Maybe the mechav de lacha moisa, maybe it's only by the rabbon. So Shailan did. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, how can you have mechav de olach ha-mosa? Kibbut means physical assistance. If the father's dead and buried, how can you have mechav de olach ha-mosa? So he thought that the Loshen HaGemara is lav dafke. It means mora exists even lach ha-mosa. The Gemara says, what's mora? What's an example of mora? So the Gemara says, le'yeshe b'im komo, you shouldn't sit in the father's seat. You should ain't a sosa is dvorov. Ain't a machrio. My father has a machlekes for someone else. And I say, I think my father's right. Who do you think you are that you have to be machrio? Your father's more important than you. It's not the Acher today. I think my father's right. So the Gemara says an example of Mora is that if the father died, so the son says over Dvar Halacha Bishmo, so you should say, my father said, Harei Kaporas Mishkova, it's within the first year. So that really, Lach HaMosa makes sense by Mora. Mora means to have awe, reverence, to have respect for the parent. That's, we usually call that kibbut. But in the Gemara, it seems that it's not. So kibbut means physical assistance. And Rav Soloveitchik thought that's only mechaim. And Moira is mechav de mechaim, mechav de lachamos. So he thought that it doesn't go on kibbut, it really goes on Moira. I remember when he was saying the shiur, he gave the shiur for the rabbinic alumni once. So one of the people screamed out, and that's a Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak by kibbut aviyim. So one of the people screamed out, on the side of the Gemara, they had one of the Rishonim there. I forgot who. Yeah, who's printed on the side in Kiddushin?
The Rihazakim.
Somebody, yeah. So he has the Girsa Mechabdim, the same as we have. Mechabdim, Mechaim, Mechabdim, Achamos. So the guy screams that. But in the Rihazakim on the side, it says Mechabdim, Mechaim. So they said, it says in the Gemara like that also. He thought in the Gemara is Labdavki. What does it make it better that the Rihazakim on the side? So the same, that's the girsa that we have. I thought that it doesn't mean kibbut. Cannot kibbut lachamis. So he spoke about this, about the schus that Esav had, that Yaakov Avinu didn't have, that Esav was Mekayim Kibbutz. He said, but he wasn't Mekayim Moira Aviyim. Kibbutz Aviyim means to service the parents. But so Esav is so angry at Yaakov, his twin brother. He says, Yikruvu Yimei'eva, Lovi Bahargas Yaakov Ochi. When the father dies, then I'm going to kill Yaakov. He doesn't want to pain the father while the father's alive. So that's mechabdo, mechayim. He's mechabed the father while he's alive. Doesn't want to cause him aggravation. But after the father dies, he knows the father would be furious if he kills his brother. Father would be extremely upset if Esav kills his brother. That doesn't bother him. He only was interested in fulfilling physical service to the father. Moira at a Moira Aviyim, he would follow the wishes of the father, even after the father dies. The father not going to be hurt, not going to be aggravated, not going to be hurt by it. But nonetheless, that's what Moira means. Moira means to have reverence and respect for their opinions and to follow what they have to say, even if they don't know what you're doing. That he didn't have. Observation was complaining that modern man, we live in such a period of history that there's so many advances. Every year there's another advance. They landed on the moon. They're doing so many things now. So we look at their parents. Our parents lived in a generation, a backward generation. They didn't have any of these advances. We're far advanced past what the parents ever dreamt of. So people, they respect their parents. Their parents are 25 years older than them. They service the parents, but they don't really respect the parents. We feel that we know so much more than our parents. We know how to use the internet. We know how to fly to the moon. We know how to do all kinds of crazy things that the parents didn't have the ability to do. So we do kibbut. A lot of us do kibbut. Some of us don't even do kibbut. But we do kibbut, but a lot of us do not do moira. We don't revere the parents. We don't respect the parents. So he was complaining about that. Anyway, you see from the pasuk, Yikruvi Me'evav, he's only worried about hurting the father's feelings. In the end of they have this, the Netziv's commentary on Chumash, and the back of my edition, they have comments, I think it's called the Pe Kodesh, comments from Abitzel of Valojina. The Netziv married, a prime Valojina was the one who founded Valojina Yeshiva in 1801. Something like that, and the yeshiva he didn't live 90 years after, but the yeshiva lasted for 90 years till it was closed by the Russian government in 1891, 92, something like that, 90 years later. So after Rav Chaim Valojina passed away, Raditzel Valojina, his son, took over the yeshiva, and the Netziv came to the yeshiva before his bar mitzvah, and soon after his bar mitzvah he married one of the daughters of Raditzel Valojina. So on the back of my edition, back, I guess, in many editions of the Netziv's commentary on Chumash, they have the Pe Kodesh, the comments from Raditzel Valojina on the Chumash. He has an interesting translation of the pasuk, Yikruvu Yimei'eva Lavi, Bahagas Yankev Ochi. The pasuk shat is, I'll wait till my father dies. I don't want to hurt him while he's alive, but as soon as my father dies, I'm going to kill my brother. That's the way we usually learn pshat. So he interprets pshat differently. Yikruvu Yimei'eva Lavi. I don't care. Yikruvu. I don't care if my father will get a heart attack. I don't care. Yikruvu Yimei'eva. I'm going to kill my brother even if it gives my father a heart attack. That's how Raditzler translates pshat. Others interpret, I'll wait till my father dies. I won't have to sit shiva 14 days. I'll only sit shiva 7 days for my father, for my brother. The day my father dies, I'll kill my brother, so I won't have to sit shiva twice. There's a character in the neighborhood whose father and mother both died on the same day, years apart, but they died on. So he only has to go to shul once a year. Yahrzeit, he doesn't have to observe Yahrzeit twice. So my wife always jokes with him whenever he eats by us. God was kind to you that you only have to go to shul once a year. You don't have to go twice a year. Yeah. The Catholics have this hang-up that Yaakov and Esav are twins. And Esav is known as Edom, because Haliteni Namin Ha'adom, Ha'adom Hazal Ken Koreshmo Edom. And Edom, later on, we assume Edom is Rome, and Rome is the Catholics. So the Catholics and the Jews, as if these are the twin religions. Yaakov and Esav were twins, so they talk about the Judeo-Christian tradition, And Judaism and Christianity are twins. So first of all, there are two kinds of twins. I have one daughter who has two sets of twins. One set of twins was learning here. They were staying, they live in Eretz Yisrael. So the older set of twins was learning here the year that the COVID started. And then on Tainus Esther, when we realized there's COVID, so they grabbed the Megillah and they ran home. They took the first plane back home to Eretz Yisrael. They haven't left since. They're still in Eretz Yisrael. They had to read the Megillah on the plane. So that pair of twins are not identical. Then she has another pair of twins, younger, who are identical twins. Take, can't tell the difference. They look the same. Can't tell the difference. So Yaakov and Esav were not identical twins. It says Esav was full of hair all over, and Yaakov is cholok. He was smooth. His body was smooth. They didn't look alike. They weren't identical twins at all. The Catholics claim that theirs is the twin religion with the Jewish religion. So the Rambam writes in one of his long essays that sometimes you have a wax museum, you have a museum where they make statues looks exactly the same as the person. So let's say someone made a statue of me, and I stand next to the statue, the same height, the same hair, everything exactly the same. You can't tell the difference between the two. The human body is warm. The statue is not warm. The human body is going to have to blink after a while. It can't look too long. And he's breathing. The statue is not breathing. If you have the human being next to the statue, even though an expert made the statue and it's exactly the same, it can't be exactly the same. He's breathing, he's blinking, and his body temperature, it's not going to be the same. You can't tell the difference between the real thing, the real McCoy, and the imitation. So the Rama makes one, he says, the Catholics claim that this is a twin religion with the Jewish religion. What do you mean? You have Avodah Zarah next to a real religion. You can't tell the difference. What's Avodah Zarah and what's a real religion? A difference between night and day. Kerechok Mizrach Mimayrav. Rav Soloveitchik was always upset about that, why they call it the Judeo-Christian tradition. We have nothing in common with Christianity. It's Avodah Zarah. What does it have to do? That's what they claim, because they're Toimim, because they were twins. Soloveitzonis. Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah. The pasuk says that the Vayi Rab Oretz, there was a famine in Eretz Yisrael. Mevad Harav Harishon Shehayav Bimei Avraham. In the days of Avraham Avinu, there was a famine, so Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim. So Yitzchak Avinu followed everything, all the traditions from his father. It says he dug the wells that Avraham Avinu had dug. So by Satmon Plishtim, the Palestinians stopped them up. They threw in sand and they ruined all the wells. So Yitzchak goes and he digs exactly the same wells. And he calls them the exact same names that his father Avraham Avinu called these wells. So the Zohar has a comment on the post. It means that Yitzchak Avinu followed all the traditions of Avraham Avinu. Whenever there's a Sefer Ksav HaKabbalah, Ksav HaKabbalah was written by Talmud of Rabbi Kiveger, a rabbi from Germany. Rabbi Kiveger was from Germany. So one of his Talmidim wrote about how to interpret the Chumash based on the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what the Malbim also does, but before him, Aksav HaKabbalah does like that. So he said, whenever Aksav HaKabbalah wants to quote from the Zohar, so by the Germans, they don't like the quote from Zohar, he quotes it, the Mechilta Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. That's the euphemism. Mechilta Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that's the Zohar. So he says, on that pasuk, yeah, Yitzchak Avinu digs the same wells, gives exactly the same names, because that's Yitzchak Avinu. Avraham Avinu was a big pioneer. He came up with a lot of original ideas. So Yitzchak does exactly the Masorah from his father. So he's about to go down to Mitzrayim, because Avraham Avinu went to Mitzrayim when it was a famine. So Yitzchak was going to do exactly the same. He's on his way. So he goes through the Gaza Strip, Chevel Aza. And then he comes to Gror, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'll tear it Mitzrayim, v'shchon baratz hazos, ve'yeim chavar ha'cheko." Stay over here. You're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Rashi quotes in the Medrash, because Yitzchak Avinu was hukdash as a korban oilo. And if you take a korban chutz l'mekoyim, it becomes nifsal b'yotze. The mokam, every korban has a mokam in his man. So kotchi kotchim are more restricted. The more mekudosh you are, so the more susceptible the korban is to become posel if you leave it over nifsal belino, or if you take it chutz l'mekayim becomes nifsal b'yotzei, chutz l'zman becomes nifsal belino, it'll become noisar. So the doyra is a din is that kochi kochim, the makam is the azar. So if you take a chutz lazar b'nivsa b'yotze kochim kalim, the makam is Yerushalayim. Take a chutz Yerushalayim, even if you bring it back later, it'll already be nivsa b'yotze, you won't be able to eat, it'll be a psul. So in the days of Yitzchak Avinu, there was no Yerushalayim, there was no Azara. So the makam for the karbonis was Eretz Yisrael. You can't bring karbonis in chutz l'aretz. If Yitzchak will leave Eretz Yisrael, he'll be nivsa b'yotze. That's what Rashi quotes from the Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yitzchak Avinu, if you will leave Eretz Yisrael, you will not be following in the footsteps of Avraham. You'll be violating the family tradition. A lot of times people think they're doing exactly the same as the Rebbe, exactly the same as their father. My grandfather, let's say, was one of the founders of the Mizrahi, and they would have to follow Mizrahi. What does the Mizrahi then have to do with now? That was Mizrahi before HaKamas HaMedina, now it's Mizrahi Yefta. Everything is different. Everything is different. Oh, my grandfather was one of the founders of the Aguda. I have to belong to Aguda. Aguda then and Aguda now are two different things. You're making a decision that the Aguda now is the same as it was. It's clearly not the same. Everything, the whole world is not the same. Nothing is the same. So that's a superficial. That person thinks he's following the footsteps of his family because the father or the grandfather belonged to Aguda Mizrahi. It's a totally different story now. You have, when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, Yeshua Menon was leading in Bnei Yisrael. So they had to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So the first city they conquered was Yericho. So it says Yeshua Menon made a cherem on Yericho. So Ochan ben Carmi ben Zabdi ben Zerach violated the cherem. And he took a lot of things from the cherem. So the next battle that they fought was the Jewish people lost. Yeshua Menon praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can it be? You promised us we're going to win. L'mayla menateva. How can it be? So Rabbeinu Shlom says, Chote Yisrael. They violated the Cherem. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a whole discussion in the Mem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua ben Nun, who told you to do this stupid thing? Who told you to make a Cherem? Make a Cherem. Somebody violates, everybody's going to be punished. So the Marsha quotes the Kasha, why is it his stupid idea? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say it's your foolish idea to make a chem? The Gemara says on the same daf, Yeshua ben Nun followed in the footsteps of Moshe Rabbeinu. Every Muhammad that Moshe Rabbeinu made, he made a cherem every time. And this character, Ochan ben Karmi ben Zavdi ben Zerach, violated every cherem during the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu. He did the same. Everything was the same. Yeshua ben Nun made a cherem. And Ochan violated the cherem. Everything was the same. So why all of a sudden Baruch Shalom gets angry at Yeshua ben Nun? So the Mashiach, he quotes the Kasha from an earlier Sefer. So the Mashiach says the Teretz, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was not yet the din of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebizeh. So if one person doesn't have there, he'll be punished, he'll burn again. But the rest of the tzibur will not be punished. But in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, when they came in Teretz Yisrael right away, they went to Gilgal, and they put up the Avonim, and they had the brachas, the kololos, the hagriz maharevel, and the brachas, the kolol, hagriz maharevel, Andiglos, they said in the stories of Hashem al-Kadim, Andiglos, lo novo, and ain't ad olam, lasa, kol divya tera, as I said, there's a din of kol yisol ha-reivim, zeba zeh. So it's a different world, so you're not following, Baruch Shalom tells you, you should be known. You think you're following in the footsteps of Moshe Rabbeinu. No, Moshe Rabbeinu would never make a cherem. If the commentary is on, you have a din of kol yisol ha-reivim, zeba zeh. The whole tzibur will be punished because of the yochid. You're not following. A lot of times, people think they're following in their family tradition. When they were growing up in Europe, they grew up with long payas and with a little cap. The little children wore a royal cap. So now they live in America, and their children go to the same school with other children. They want their kids to go with longer payas. Nobody else in the school goes like that. That's not the same as what you did in Europe when you were a child. Your father had longer payas, and all the children in Cheder had longer payas. They all dressed like that. Your kid is going to hate the religion if you think you're going to make him dress up like that. It's not the same. Totally not the same. You have to investigate each time. Are you really following? Are you following the family tradition? Or sometimes the situation is so different that that's not the tradition. A lot of times, one detail is different, so it's already a different story. So that's the mistake. Yitzchak Avinu was about to make a mistake. He thought he's going to go down to Mitzrayim the same as Avraham Avinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu pissed him. He says, "No, that will not be the same as Avraham Avinu. That will be a violation." Avraham Avinu would have never gone to Mitzrayim if he would have had a Kedushas Korban. So the Pasuk says when Yitzchak Avinu was in Gror, in that section of Hevel Aza, in the Gaza Strip, So he planted there, and it was a difficult year because there was a famine in Eretz Yisrael. And it wasn't Eretz Yisrael proper. It was only the Hevel Azza, which is also part of Eretz Yisrael, Hevel Azza. And it says, despite the fact, Rashi quotes from the Bereshis Rabbah. Bereshis Rabbah is older than the other Midrash. Bereshis Rabbah from the days of the Amoraim. The others are from the days of the Rishonim. It's after the days of the Amoraim. But Bereshis Rabbah is one of the older Midrashim. So Rashi quotes a lot. So the letter says, despite the fact that it was Shana Kosha, there was Shnas Batsoris and Eretz Ahi Rabbah, and despite the fact that it wasn't Ba'imta Ba'aretz Ahi, Ba'shana Ahi, Ba'hana, Ba'aretz Ahi, nonetheless, Ba'imta Me'er Shorim, it turned out that it was 100 times more than what he expected. Why was he making a calculation of how much to expect, how much is going to grow, that you should know that it's 100 times as much? So Rashi quotes in the Medrash, he was making an oimid lemaisris. Yitzchak had the practice of being mafresh maiser. What do you do with the maiser? Maiser Rishon, he's supposed to give to the Levim. Who did he give it to? I don't know. Medrash doesn't talk about that. But he had the practice of being mafresh maisers. And he was guessing, he was estimating, he made an oimid, how much will I probably have to be mafresh for maisers? Turned out that it was 100 times more than what he thought it was going to be. That's Me'er Shorim. So the Medrash has an interesting comment, which the Rambam quotes this whole Medrash Rabbah, Bereshis Rabbah, that we speak about Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. The Rambam has this in Hilchos Malachim. So the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, six of the mitzvahs were given to Adam HaRishon. Aitzav Hashem Alkim Al HaAdam in Parshas Bereshis. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the Sugya B'nei Noach says by Tzavashi Malakim Aron, the Gemara shows how the six of the seven mitzvahs Menach are included, are contained in that pasuk. Adam Rishon had to be a vegetarian; he wasn't allowed to eat meat. After the Mabul, Hakadosh Baruch Hu allowed Noach to eat meat, so that's when he gave the din of Eid Menachai. Ach pasuk benafshe dam lo sechel. So that's why we call it the seven mitzvahs Menach, because from the days of Adam Rishon there were only six. It became seven after Noach. So not that all seven were given to Noach. Six were given to Adam HaRishon, and the seventh one, Eved Menachai, was given to Noach. So then the Rambam said, this way the world was going from the days of Noach till the days of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was given one additional mitzvah, bris milah. Yitzchak Avinu was given the additional mitzvah, hifrish maisus. He doesn't say Yitzchak was given the chiv to be mafrish maisus. So Avraham was nitztaveh to observe milah. Yaakov Avinu was nitztaveh not to eat the anosha. And Yitzchak Hifrish Maisa, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the ability to be Mafrish Maisa. If it's not Tevel, the Maisa is not Chal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the as an Enem, it's possible. So it's interesting, that's all this Medrash. So Me'er Shorim means that Yitzchak Hifrish Maisa. The Rabbi asks on the Rabbi asks on the Rambam. The Rambam is innocent. He's quoting a Bereshis Rabbah. The Rabbi's attack is against the Bereshis Rabbah. So he asks on the Rambam, why does it say that Yitzchak was the first one Hifrish Maisa? It says that after the war, the four kings with the five kings, so Vayitano Maisa Mikol, that Avraham Avinu was Mafrish Maisa Ksofim, and he gave it to Malkit Tzedek Melech Shalem, because Malkit Tzedek had the, that was Shem the Noach, and he had the Shiva, Shem the Yever. So he gave Maisa Ksofim to support the Yeshiva. That's what Maisa Ksofim originally was, to support Lomdei Torah. The Ramban Al HaTorah has that. To support Lomdei Torah. So the Rabbi asked on the Rambam, it's really Akash on the Bereshis Rabbah, why do you say that Yitzchak was the first one to be Mafresh Maisus? But the Chumash says that Avraham Avinu gave Maisa. Why do you say that Yitzchak was the first? So the Radvaz on the side of the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim comes to defend the Rambam, is to defend the Bereshis Rabbah. He says, no, that was Maisa Ksofim. Maisa Ksofim is not a mitzvah Maisa. That's a mitzvah of Tzedakah. We assess, usually a person can afford. You have to, each person should give tzedakah a different amount depending on how much you can afford. If you can't afford it, you don't give maaser ksofim. If you can afford it, you get more than maaser ksofim. If you're a multimillionaire, then you should get more than maaser ksofim. So Avraham Avinu gave maaser ksofim. That's a mitzvah of tzedakah. But Yitzchak hifrish maasers. Yitzchak was mafrish maaser. That's a new mitzvah. That's a new mitzvah. The Ravid apparently thought that Maiser Ksofim is also a din of Maiser. The Ravid is a machlekes in Yerideya In the beginning of the third Chelek Yadeh, it starts with Hilchus Shavuos, Hilchus Nedarim, then it has Hilchus Tzedakah. A person takes a neder to give Tzedakah, so it has all of Hilchus Tzedakah right following Hilchus Shavuos and Hilchus Nedarim. So there, on one of the first pages in Hilchus Tzedakah, they quote the inyan of giving Maisek Sofim. So there's a big machlokes harishonim. The three opinions, whether Maisek Sofim is a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan, or it's a minik toif. So we assume it's not a din d'oraisa, it's not even a din d'rabbanan, it's a minik toif. That's why one of the recent poskim, the Imre Yosher, Meir Arik, was a major Galatiana poisek. So Meir Arik has a tshuva, he said, the first time in your life that you give Maisek Sofim, you should say, you should have a mind b'li neder. That says there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Chulin at the beginning of Perek Kalabasa when you wash until it's a dime for bread, how far do you have to wash? So Rashi's opinion is you have to wash till the wrist, the whole hand till the wrist. But when the Kohanim wash for duchening, they have to wash till the elbow. Nobody washes till the elbow. A lot of the Kohanim don't even wash till the wrist because you see they have their wristwatch over here. And the Levi pours water, he doesn't want the water to get on the wristwatch, so he washes till here. That's not right. So Rashi holds the Kohanim have to wash till here because he holds when the Tillis Adam you have to wash. Tosfos moves everything up a little bit. So Tosfos says, Me'ikar Adin, the Tillis Adam for bread, and when you wake up in the morning, it's just till the knuckles, till the end of the fingers. The Kohanim have to wash till the wrist, but taka till the wrist, not till the wrist. So usually all year long, we want to be machma like Rashi. So when we wake up in the morning, when you wash for bread, if you have a lot of water, say you wash till the wrist. But on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, it's also berechitza. It's only mutter berechitza shel tainug. So whatever is necessary, if you wake up in the morning, you're concerned about ruach ra, so you have to wash. So because all year long, we're machma like Rashi, but on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wash unnecessarily. So really hold me, Ikar Adin Adin is like Tosfos. So Yomi, so Tish Bav Yom Kippur, you only wash till the knuckles. So the Beis Yosef writes over there that the minig all year long is to wash till the wrist. But the first time that you wash till the wrist, you should say B'li Neder, so it won't be binding. So when it won't be binding, mitam, if you observe a minig type, so the Gemara seems to say that it's binding mitam Neder, Midir Rabbanah. Real Bal Yachal is if you say Layachal Dvorai. Nefesh kisushava levate bisvasan. If you pronounce a neder or the shvuah with your lips, if you didn't say it v'peh, even though gama b'liboy, it's not chal, it's not a neder. But with the Rabbanu, they said that if you observe a minik toiv once and you plan to continue, if you observe it three times in a row and you weren't thinking one way or the other, but if you observe it three times in a row, so that's implicit that you plan to continue like that. So in order that it shouldn't be binding, so whenever you do a minis chasidus, you should have in mind the first time believe that. So just like the Bishoshu says that by washing the tilas yadayim till the wrist, it's only a chumra to be yotzei Rashi shita. So he says you should have in mind to say b'li neder the first time. So it won't be a shayla on Yom Kippur. Yeah, we don't say b'li neder because as little children, that's the way they tell us in school. That on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur you wash till here, and all year long you wash till here. So we don't know the reason why. So before we were even, whenever you take a neder, it's only binding if you're after bar mitzvah or the year before bar mitzvah. That's called muflah samach liyashadi. Way before the year before bar mitzvah, before we're 12 years old, and before the girls are 11 years old, they already know that all year long you wash till the wrist, and at Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, while still here. So that's the practice. And we don't have to say b'li neder. It's built in. By us, that's built into the practice from day number one. But that's what our Meir Arik writes in his tshuvas, that the first time a person gives Maisek Sofim, you should have in mind b'li neder, because we don't hold that it's their Isaac, we don't hold that it's their Rabbanon. We assume that it's only a minik toiv. And so if you don't want it to be binding, sometimes you won't make enough money to be able to afford to give Maisek Sofim. So the first time you give Maisek Sofim, you should say b'li neder. So the Pischei Tshuva on Yerideya, Hilchos Tzedakah, has a discussion. Whom do you give the Maisek Sofim to? Are you only yotzei if you give it to aniyim? What if you give it to the shul, to the mikveh, to the yeshiva? It's not really tzedakah l'aniyim. So the Pischei Tshuva says that this is a machlokes harishonim. So the Ravid and the Balamor learned b'charusa. So the Balamor wrote his comments on the Rif. The Balamor has comments on the Rif. And the Ravid has Hasagas on the Balamor. When they found the manuscript around 100 years ago, and they printed it in Eretz Yisrael, so they didn't have a name for it, so they called it the Kosav Shom. Because every paragraph begins with the word Kosav Shom. My dear friend, the Balamor, wrote in his Sefer Amor, and he disagreed. Usually the Ravid disagrees. Half the time he says, he stole it from me, it's my shtickle Torah, it's good, but it's mine, it's not his. And half the time he disagrees. Whenever he didn't say it, so he disagrees, it's wrong. And the Balamor reciprocated. The Ravid wrote a Sefer Bali HaNefesh on the laws of Taras HaMishpach and Hilchas Mikvois. So you have Hasagas of the Balamor on the Ravid Sefer. He doesn't have the sharp style of writing like the Ravid has. It's not as cheerful as the Ravid's Hasagas, but he wrote Hasagas on the Ravid Sefer. So when they sometimes we have the Kosav Shom printed on the bottom of the page in the middle of the Shas. But most of the Kosav, they didn't have the manuscript for most of it. So most of it was printed from a Ksav Yad around 100 years ago in Eretz Yisrael. I think from Simcha Asaf was when the Rabbanut, before HaKamos HaMedina, way before it was printed in Eretz Yisrael. So they have the Kosav Shom on the end of Chulin. So the Ravid there writes about Maisa Ksofim. He writes as if Maisa Ksofim is a din of Maisa Oni. He writes as if you only Yotzei. You only yotze ma'asek sofim. If you give it to anim, if you give it to the yeshiva, or you give it to the mikveh, or to the shul, or to the chevre kaddisha, so it's also tzedakah, or pikacholim, a chevre pikacholim or something, that's not, you're not yotze ma'asek sofim. The Pischei Tshuva quotes that. If ma'asek sofim is a din d'oraisa, aserta the sifrei learns it out, Tosis in Tainus quotes this from the sifrei. That's the whole mocker for this idea of Maisik Sofim. Tosis in Tainus, Gemara never has Maisik Sofim. Sifrei, quoted by Tosis in the first paragraph in Tainus, says, Aser Taser is called Tvoz Ayracha Yotze Asod Lashon Hashana. Why does the Aser Taser Kefal Loshen? Echad Maisik Tvua, the Echad Maisik Sofim. So just like when you mafrish Maisir on Tvua, you mafrish Maisir Oni, if it's the third year or the sixth year, you mafrish Maisir Oni. So too, Aser te aser, when you earn money, doesn't grow peris and merits itself. Wherever you live, you earn money, parnasa, so you should give ma'asek sofim to the aniyim. So they seem to be, those who hold the ma'asek sofim is their raisa, they hold that that's a real drosha gemura. We don't hold like that. We hold that it's not even midirabbanan. Others hold it's midirabbanan. There's a long taz in Shin Lam and Aleph in Yerudeya. There's the tour lived in Chutz Lortz. It didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. So the whole issue of Chumas HaMaisa wasn't relevant. Shemitah V'Yovel, everything was not relevant. So he dedicated one siman, Shin Lam and Aleph, to Chumas HaMaisa. Now that the Jews live in Eretz Yisrael, so now it needs much more than one siman, Shin Lam and Aleph. So there's a taz there at the end of siman, Shin Lam and Aleph, where he talks about Maisa Ksofim. Is that the Raisa, the Rabbanon, not less than that? So we assume it's less. It's only a minik toiv. Amidas Chasidus, and that's why Ramer Arik suggested that you should say Bli Neder the first time you say so. If 1 year it'll be too difficult to give the Maisek Sof, you won't have to give. So that's the Ravid's Hasoga on the Rambam is really Hasoga on the gracious Rabbah. Why did the Medrash Rabbah say that Yitzchak was the first one? Avram, there was Sheven Mitzvahs Benoch till the days of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was given an additional mitzvah, Bris Milah. Yaakov Avinu was given an additional mitzvah of Gidon Osha, and Yitzchak Hifrish Maisa was given the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah Maisa. So the Rabbi asks, why do you say Yitzchak was the first one? Avram Avinu said, "Vayitana Maisa Mikol." Avram Avinu gave Maisa Ksofim to Malkut Tzedek Melech Sholem. So that's what the Radvaz writes. No, Maisa Ksofim. The Rambam holds the Rambam. The Medrash Rabbah holds that. That's the mitzvah of tzedakah. That's not a mitzvah of Maisa. But Yitzchak Hifrish Maisa was on the Peres that grew in Chevel Aza. That was really a din of Maisa. And the Rabbi Lishitasa holds that Maisa Ksofim is also din of Maisa, din of Maisa Rani. It's a din of Maisa Rani. You only yotze if you give it to Anim. If you give it to other purposes of tzedakah, you're not yotze. That's a big machlekes, yeah. So Rav Soloveitchik once made a comment on this. What is the Medrash Rabbah trying to bring out? What is the Rambam trying to bring out by this idea? The Avraham Avinu was given an additional mitzvah. Yitzchak was given an additional mitzvah. Yaakov was given an additional mitzvah. I think we must have said it a couple of weeks ago. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that what motivated the Medrash Rabbah is the pasuk in the end of the Teuchacha and the Chukosai. Zacharti is B.C. Yaakov, after is B.C. Yitzchak, after is B.C. Avraham Eskor. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a bris with Avraham, a separate bris with Yitzchak, separate bris with Yaakov. What do you mean a bris? Bris means he gave them Kedushas Yisrael. So he explained that the Mishnah Lamelach has a sefer on Agadata called the Parashas Drachim. In addition to the sefer on the bottom of the Rambam, the Mishnah Lamelach in Halachas, he has a sefer on Agadata, essays about Bias HaMashiach, about Tefillah, about Tzedakah, different topics. So the first essay is very famous. The first essay is whether the Ovis had a din of Bnei Yisrael or had a din of Ben Noach. When did Jewish people become Jewish? Was it on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai? All the laws of the Geiris are learned out from Maimon HaSinai, that you need Mila, Tefillah, and in Korban, and Kabbalah, Sal Mitzvahs, Nasim, and Nishma, everything, all the laws of the Geiris are learned out. So it should be assumed, until Maimon HaSinai, everybody was a Goy. That's when the Jews became Jewish, was at Maimon HaSinai. Maybe Avraham Avinu also was Jewish. This Machlekes, the Mishnah Melech, this Machlekes, Tosfos and the Ramban, in the end of Cheskes Habatim, the Gemara says Rabbi Bano was mitzayin the Moras Hamachpela. He was putting up markers so Kohanim will know where they're not allowed to go. Kohen is not allowed to go in the cemetery. So the Gemara says in the first parak in Moin Kotni, he only puts Yunim. He don't put Yunim on national landmarks. That this is. He only puts Yunim if there's a kever that Kohanim are not allowed to go. So the fact that Rabbi Bano, the Amora, was called upon to put Siyunim around Moras HaMachpelah means Kohanim are not allowed to go to the Moras HaMachpelah. Maybe today it's different. Okay, someone just left the Sefer on my Makam overnight when I came here to Daven this morning. So there was a whole Sefer. Why you are allowed to go to the Moras? Why Kohanim are allowed to go to Moras HaMachpelah today? That's the topic that we're up to in the middle of the Tosfos. Where are we? On Daf Yud Beis or something? So the Tosfos talks about a kever sasam and a kever pasuach. We'll have to talk about that. So they write in that sefer that they made the Moras HaMachpelah into a kever pasuach. They're no longer a kever sasam, and that's not metamim mikol tziva. So the Tosfos is bothered with Akasha that many assume, the Shulchan Aruch assume that Meisei Akam are not metamim ba'ohel. Meisei Soz Bentami B'Magam Emasa U'Ba'ohel and Meisei Akam only Bentami B'Magam Emasa, not Bentami Ba'ohel. It's not Bentami Ba'ohel, so why do you need Tziyunim? The Kohanim are allowed to go. So who's buried in Moras HaMachpelah? Adam Echavo and the Obas and the Imohes. They're not Jewish, Tosfos says. They're not Jewish, so they're not Bentami Ba'ohel. So Tosfos answers a funny answer. How do you know that Meisei Akam are not Bentami Ba'ohel? Because it says, Adam Kiyom is Ba'ohel in Parshas Chukas. Adam Kiyom is Ba'ohel. And Rabbi Shem Bar Yochai says, "Atem kriyim bod, the beinim masalim kriyim bod." Based on the pasuk in Yecheskel, the Jewish people are the only ones who are called Adam. The masalim are called Ish, Enosh, Gever, other words. But the word Adam is miyuchad only for the Jewish people; doesn't apply to non-Jews. So Tosfos says, "But Adam Arishan is buried there. He's Adam. That's his name. Is Adam." And the pasuk refers to Avraham Avinu as Adam Hagadol Ba'anokim. So Avraham Avinu, even though he wasn't a Jew, Avraham is like the real Goyim. The Jewish people didn't emerge until Maimon HaSinai, but Adam Rishon, his name was Adam, and Avraham Avinu was Adam HaGadol Ba'anokim, was also Adam. So they are Mitami Ba'al. So that's why you need Siyun HaKvaris, because of Adam Rishon. The Ramban, on the end of Cheskat Batim, says, what are you talking about? The Ovis were Jewish. Avraham and Yitzchak were Jewish. So of course they're Mitami Ba'al. Now, Bana Chumash has the same Machlekes, but the Bali Ateis is there as well. By the Megadif, in the end of, where's the Megadif? The end of Parshas Emor. Forgot already. I think it's the end of Parshas Emor. So the Ramban has a machlekes with the Balei Tos hold that, like Lishitosim at the end of Cheskat Batim, they hold over here that until Maimon HaSinai, no one was Jewish. And the Ramban says it's not true, the others were Jewish. So Soloveitchik thought, Achrenim came up with a compromise sheet of Tzvi Pesach. Frank writes about this. A compromise sheet that the whole idea of Kedushas Yisrael is Kedushan of the Mitzvahs of Tzivon. Whenever you have Kedusha, let's say Tefillin have Kedusha, say Fetor has Kedusha. When you make Kedusha, Kedusha means You have certain mitzvahs. Mezuzah has kedusha. Eretz Yisrael has kedusha. Whenever you talk about kedusha, it means it has a special status with respect to mitzvahs. There's a Mishnah in the first parak in Kalim. The Mishnah lists off Eser Kedushas, the 10 levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael Mekodeshes Mikol HaRatzos, Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. Ayoras HaMekaf Eschaimo in Eretz Yisrael have a higher level of Kedusha. Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedusha than Ayoras HaMekaf Eschaimo. Har HaBayis has a higher level of Kedusha. Then Har HaBayis is divided into three parts, Midirabbanan. Each part has more Kedusha. Then Zara has Kedusha, then Esses Kahanim has more Kedusha, then Bein Ulam Lamizbech has more Kedusha, the Heichal has more, the Kodesh HaKodashim has more, and the Mishnah, every step of the way, all 10 levels, as the Kedusha is saying, the Mishnah tells you this has more Kedusha than that, and it tells you what din. Therefore there's a din that applies that doesn't apply in the other places. And whenever you talk about Kedusha, you talk about Kedushanu B'mitzvahis of Tzivanu. You have Kedusha, it's relevant l'alocha. If it's not relevant l'alocha, there ain't no such thing as just abstract kedusha. You say someone is a holy person means that he does more mitzvahs than I do. He does more mitzvahs. He davens better, but he learns more. He's doing more mitzvahs. Kedusha has to do kedushanim mitzvahs v'tzivon. So Avraham Avinu had kedusha because he was mechuyev in one additional mitzvah. Everybody else in the world only had seven mitzvahs. Avraham Avinu had kedushas Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu was given another mitzvah. So because the pasuk reads at the end of the teichachem b'chukosai, Zachartes B.C. Yaakov, Afras B.C. Yitzchak, Afras B.C. Avraham Eskor, that the pasuk sounds like it's telling me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a separate Christmas bris with Avraham, separate with Yitzchak, separate. Why do they need separate if there already was a bris with Avraham? So Yitzchak and Yaakov are their descendants. The answer reads, each one of the Obis was given another mitzvah, and therefore each one of the Obis had a deeper degree of Kedusha. So we have a deeper degree than all of them because we have over 630 mitzvahs after Maamon HaSinai. That's why the Medrash was looking, where do you have in Chumash that Yitzchak was given an additional mitzvah? So they came up with this pasuk. Why Me'er Sho'arim? He made an Oymed L'Maisris. What do you mean, Maisris? He can't be Mafrish. I buy 10 books, I'm going to give one as Maisa. It's not Chal Maisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yitzchak the ability. He didn't tell him he's Mukhiv to. The Rama doesn't write Yitzchak was Nitztaver to be Mafrish. He says Yitzchak Yifrish Maisris. He was given the ability to be Mafrish Maisa. So that what motivated the Medrash to say that, the Raman quotes that is, they felt that each one of the Obis had a slightly higher level of Kedushas Yisrael than his predecessors, and must be. More Kedushas Yisrael means that there are more mitzvahs. Kedushanu b'mitzvahis of Tzivan. So that's why they came up with this idea, the Yitzchak Yifrish Maisa. And the opening pasuk in Parshas told us, it's a funny pasuk. Ela told us Yitzchak ben Avraham. Avraham hoiled as Yitzchak. That's a repetition. Yitzchak ben Avraham. Avraham hoiled as Yitzchak. Tautology. What do you need? The repetition. So Rav Soloveitchik used to quote the Ibn Ezra on the pasuk. Avraham hoiled as Yitzchak means Avraham educated Yitzchak. He raised Yitzchak. He inculcated his ideas, Hashkofe, Emunah, he gave everything over. As the Ibn Ezra quotes the pasuk in the end of Chumash Bereishis, when Yosef was in Mitzrayim, he had two children. He said, he had Menashe and Ephraim. He says, Gam b'nei Mocher ben Menashe yuldu al birke Yosef. Menashe was a son of Yosef. Mocher was a grandson of Yosef. B'nei Mocher ben Menashe were the great-grandchildren of Yosef. Yuldu of Birke Yosef, what do you mean? He delivered the babies. No, it means that he raised them. He educated them. Yuldu al Birke Yosef. So the Ibn Ezra says, just like over there, Yuldu al Birke Yosef means that Yosef educated his great-grandchildren. So over here, Avraham Hoilidas Yitzchak. Yitzchak ben Avraham means that that was his biological father. But it says Avraham Hoilidas Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu educated Yitzchak. Means he taught him all about monotheism and so on. So Rav Soloveitchik used to speak about that, that the Rebbe is sometimes referred to as Ovi. Ovi, Rechoi Sol of Haroshim, and Eliyahu went up in the fiery chariot to heaven. So Elisha screams out, Ovi, Rechoi Sol of Haroshim. The father brings the child into Olam Hazeh, he creates the child. And the Rebbe creates, Rav Soloveitchik's Loshen, he creates the Torah personality of the child. So he used to say, the Gemara has an expression, Kol Malach HaShevet also the Rabbi, Talmud also the Rabbi. Any service, if someone is an Eved, says, Mechiv to work for his Adon. So any service that the Eved is mukhiv to do for the Adam, the Talmud is mukhiv to do for the Rebbe. Why? Because the Rebbe is if he created the Talmud. He created him as a Torah personality, and therefore he's kaina, just like the Adon owns the Eved, and because the Eved belongs to the Adon, he's mukhiv to service him. So the Rebbe owns the Talmidim. If the Rebbe succeeded in making him into a Torah personality, so whenever you create something, you're kaina. We spoke about it. Hu asanu v'loy anachna. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us, and therefore we belong to him. Kadosh Baruch Hu is konei shamayim v'aretz. So Rashi al-Chumash has two pshatim. I think on Hazinu. Konei shamayim v'aretz. Konei means he created the world, and therefore he acquired ownership of the world. Whenever you create something, it belongs to you. So he used to say that the Rebbe owns the Talmidim. If the Rebbe succeeded in making Talmud into Torah personality, he owns the Talmud to the extent that the Talmud is b'chuyv kol melacha she'eved osa l'rabbi, Talmud osa l'rabbi. Pasuk says that when the twins were born, Yaakov and Esau were born, there was a big miracle. When a baby is born, it doesn't have the koyach to grab anything. It takes a long time. When you play with a little baby, so you put your finger, so it takes a couple of weeks, a couple of months. I already have great-grandchildren. I already forgot what age. But it takes quite a while till the baby's able to close his hand and to grab hold of something. Here it says, Esav comes out first. That's a miracle. That's not b'derech ha-teva. That as a baby, he bounces out of the mother's womb. He's already holding on to Bakei Esav. So the Radak has a commentary on Chumash, very interesting. The same Radak has on Tanakh, has on Chumash. He always has very fascinating ideas. He points out this was a big miracle. V'yodoh chezes Bakei Esav. The Medrash says that the idea is that the day will come, Limos HaMashiach, now Esav is all over the world. The Christians are ruling the whole world, the descendants of Edom who Esav. And the day will come that the Melech HaMashiach will be from the Jewish people. He would take over the government from Esav. That's V'yod HaChezetz V'akev Esav. When Yaakov Avinu was born, it was a miracle. He was holding, he was grabbing onto the leg of Esav. Means that he will take over. When Esau will collapse. And the Gemara has this idea. There are two different nations. They're not going to be identical twins. They're not going to live in peace and harmony. They were fighting before they were born. Anti-Semitism is built in to the world. That's built in. Spoke about a little bit that Sarah was an akora and Rivka was an akora for so many years she couldn't have children and Rachel was an akora. So b'derech hateva the Jewish people shouldn't exist, but there were akoras, and the Gemara and Yevamah says the others were also akorim, so none of us should exist. Esav was born b'derech hateva, but the others, Yaakov Avinu, Esav wasn't Jew. Everything by the Jews is l'mayla men hateva. So nature. Everything is interconnected. In nature, everything is interconnected. The body usually rejects foreign matter when they started making organ transplants. So they realized that there's a new problem of rejection, that the body rejects these foreign matter. So they had to figure out some medication to prevent the body from rejecting. So B'nai Yisrael are foreign matter in the whole world. That's like Avraham Avinu says, Geva Toshav Anochi Imachim, the Jews are Toshav, and we work along with all the Yomasoilim to solve all the world's problems. But we're Gerim. We have a whole different interest. Everything is different by the Jews. We live differently. We're born differently. We live differently. We die differently. We're buried differently. Everything is different. It's Ger, Geva Toshav. The Jews are Ger. So that's why there's anti-Semitism, because the Jews don't fit in. The Jews are, everything is Lamaila. It's not part of Teva. That's what the Midrashim say. The Jews and the Christians will never be able to make peace together. in Malezu Harevazu, Malezu Harevazu. The Gemara says, if they'll tell you that Rome and Yerushalayim are both successful, it cannot be. If they're telling me Rome and Yerushalayim are both destroyed, it cannot be. Bizman that one is successful, the other one will not be. Bizman the other one is successful, this one will not be. They'll never be pieced together. They're not identical twins at all. The twins have no shaykhas with each other. Unfortunately, but that's what it says in the Tanakh. There's a famous medrash that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Vayigdul ha'norim. Hayesa v'yodea tzadish sav'yatkim ishtam yosheva on. Vayigdul ha'norim. So the medrash says, a gadol means the bar mitzvah. So until the age of bar mitzvah, the children all go to cheder. They all do the same thing. Everything, they go to the same summer camp. So you can't tell the difference between one and the other one. They become bar mitzvah. The medrash says, then the father says, baruch shepatrana me'onshel shel zeh. That's what it says in the medrash. And then each one goes his own way. Esav goes his way, and Yaakov goes his way. So that's the source for that bracha, baruch shepatrana me'onshel. So most people say the bracha b'li shem ha'malchus, because they say it's a bracha shel niska b'gemara, and bracha shel niska b'gemara, the Russian beginning of Ksuba says we avoid. We don't want to say additional. The Gemara says, Anshei Knes HaGdoyla were the ones who composed all the brachas and all the tefillas and Kiddush and Abdullah and everything. And the Gemara says, Mikam Yelach after the period of the Anshei Knes HaGdoyla, also the Sapa B'Shvachu Shal Mokim. It's not permissible that we should compose our own tefillas because we don't know what to say. The Gemara says, you're gonna praise the king. The king is so rich, he has 100. The farmer doesn't know how to get money. The king is so rich, he has $100 in his bank account. $100 is nothing. The farmer has no hasoga of wealth. So we may praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but say something stupid. We think we're saying something tremendous. But Hashem is so powerful, he can do this. He can do much more than that. So the Anshei Knes HaGdoyla was a group of 120 Chachamim, who were Kam and Avim. So that's where Rav Chaim Volozhin points out, the Gemara's Nefesh HaChaim, Vahem Kam and Avim, because they had a Karach HaNevuah, so they knew how to compose tefillahs. And all the tefillahs are patterned after tefillahs in Tanakh. You have to have Shevach and Bakosh and Hoidoy, it's all based on Tanakh. And each tefillah has to have, you can compose a tefillah with 18 parts, but 19 parts, 24 parts, 9 parts, 7 parts. Everything was based on tefillahs in Tanakh. So the Gemara says, Mikam v'yelach, the Pasuk says, Mim al gurus Hashem yashmir kol tefillah. So who has a right to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to compose a bracha? Mishi Yashmir Kol Tilos, one who knows how to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know how to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Soloveitchik said he attends a lot of times graduations every so often, and they always have a father or a grandfather who's a rabbi, and they compose a new tefillah. He thinks that they're all ridiculous. He thinks all these tefillahs that he hears, that he thinks that they're silly. You have to have a Koyach HaNavua, you have to have a Anshei Knes HaGdoyla, they knew how to compose tefillahs. So the Rosh, in the beginning of Ksubas, has a bracha that was composed in the days of the Gaonim. When a person marries a girl who was never married before and they have Bias Mitzvah, when he finds Dan Besulim, so there's a whole Nusach HaBracha. I never said it, we don't say it, because the Rosh is not happy with that. It's not right. The Gemara said, Mikam Yelech, also the Tapa B'Shvacha Shal Mokam. Mimal Gwes Hashem, Yashmir Kol Tilos. So we don't know how to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say Anim Zmiris, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we say at the end, but we really shouldn't say that. Mimal it's not really right. Like you say, you talk about business on Shabbos, and then you say Nishtam Shabbos Giren, or you say a Mishaberch for Chole Sheish B'Sakana. So you're allowed to say Mishaberch Chole Sheim B'Sakana. You're not allowed to say Mishaberch. So you say Shabbos Im Elizik Rufu Krovelo. We really shouldn't have said that Mishaberch. If it's a Chole Sheish B'Sakana, you don't say Shabbos Im Elizik Chole Sheim B'Sakana. Then you say Shabbos Im Elizik. So that's what we do. We say Anim Zmiris, then we say the last pasuk. We really shouldn't have said this because we don't know what we're talking about. Could be we said silly things, but we said a shevach. So that's usually the policy. We avoid saying brachas that don't appear in the Gemara. Where a lot of us do say. And those say no Yoyev Koyach doesn't appear in the Gemara. The Vilna Gaon didn't say it because it's composed after the days of the Gemara, like that Rosh and beginning of Ksubas. We don't say that bracha. We really shouldn't say no Yoyev Koyach, but somehow some we do say. So most people don't say the bracha, Baruch Shem Pateranim Yonshu Shalzei with the Shem HaMalchus, because it doesn't appear in the Gemara. So a quote from the Gemara. The Gemara is not a siddur. The Gemara is not mechayev to quote every bracha in the world. Baruch Shama Yishtai B'chosa doesn't appear in the Gemara. But the Mishkan HaSiakev thinks that it existed in the days of the Gemara. He thinks it was also part of the Nusach HaBrachas that was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGadol. He disagrees with the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that Din's Baruch Shama and Yishtabo don't appear in the Gemara. It's post-Talmudic. Just because it doesn't appear in the Gemara means it's post-Talmudic. The Gemara doesn't have every bracha in the world. He is the Magen Avraham assumes that it was composed after the days of the Gemara, and we say it anyway. Therefore, there's more. It's more lenient with respect to answering Amen Yeheshmei Rabbah in the middle of Baruch Shama or Yishtabach. In the Mishkan HaSiakev say, who says? Who says it's post-Talmudic? He thinks that Baruch Shama Yishtabach existed all along from the days of the Anshei Knesset HaGadol. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says also. The Bracha, Baruch Shem Patrani, Mion Shushal Zeh, he says, the Medrash Rabbah has it, Bereshit Rabbah from the days of the Amoraim. The Amoraim said the Bracha B'Shem HaMalchus. So he tells us we should say. Most people don't say B'Shem HaMalchus, only those who follow all the things from the Gro. They say Baruch Shem Patrani B'Shem HaMalchus. Anyway, the Medrash is on this passage. When the children become bar mitzvah, then the father says the bracha, Baruch Shem Patrani. Others have the practice that the child says, Baruch Shem Patrani, Me'od Sheshal Zeh, I no longer will be punished because of the sins of my father. Mm-hmm. Twist, but that's not our meaning. The meaning is that the father says it, either with Shem HaMalchus or B'li Shem HaMalchus. In the parasha, it's problematic. Rivka convinces her son Yaakov he should fool the father and get the brachas. He says, maybe the father will curse me. He'll realize that I'm a faker, that I'm not Esav. The Esav like Lola v'lo brachas. So she says, Alai ki lolos chabini. So the Targum Munkla says, Alai itamar benevua. She was told benevua that he has to do this. She was told benevua that he has to do it. So this is really... What kind of a bracha is that? If I thought I'm giving a bracha to Esav, then turns out that Yaakov said that's a bracha, isn't it, b'toyes? So some of the answer is that there are some things that are chal b'toyes also. Whenever you need das, so then if it's b'toyes, then there's no das. And Mekadosh Anisha, it turns out that it's the wrong girl. She has such a veil, I didn't recognize who it was. It's the wrong girl. So that's Kiddush HaMetos. I buy an automobile and it's faulty. It doesn't work. That's Mekach Tos. It doesn't function. But over here, by Brachas, it says that Kohanim should so much Me'al B'nei Yisrael B'ani Avorchein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you say the Bracha. Yivrech Hashem Yishmecha, Yer Hashem Ponem Elecha, B'ani Avorchein, I'll give the Bracha. The Kohanim doesn't have in his power. I go to the Lubavitcher Rebbe for our Bracha. So the Babacher Rebbe is not God. How does he have the power to... He's not going to do it. He says a bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tzadik goes about HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. If you go to a Tzadik, Tzadik gives a bracha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to the bracha. Gemara says, Mishi yesh lecha lebetach besa, yeh lecha etzal chacham, yivakash ol avrachmim. So the chacham will be mispalo, and we stand... The chacham or the Tzadik has a stronger chance of having his prayers answered than the Balabas. That's what Rashi quotes from the Medrash in the beginning of the parsha. That for so many years Rivka didn't have any children. He's davening. She was davening. He was davening. It says Hashem listened to his prayers. Why did he listen to her prayers? Rivka was also tzaddik. Rivka was a tzaddikis, but her father was a Rasha, and Yitzchak was a tzaddik ben tzaddik. So the tzaddik ben tzaddik, his tefillahs count better, his brachas count better. But when he gives a bracha, he says Yivarech HaKohanim give it. When he says Yivarech Hashem Yishmarecha, and the pasuk says with so much Milmanesavani Avarchem, the Kohanim just say the nusach of the bracha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's control. So it's not by kiddush and by mekach memka. I decide to marry the girl. So whenever there's a mistake. I never had das on this. I never had das, so the kinyan is not chal. I marry the girl, or I buy the automobile, or I buy the house, and it's a major toys there. So there's no das in such a case. But by giving a bracha or a klala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives the klala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives the bracha. The person just says the maisa bracha, the maisa klala. He says the nusa, but he doesn't control the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world. So because the person only does the ma'aseh, you don't need his das. That's why the das is doesn't. You don't say the bracha is not chal whenever it's but the same thing of klola. Gemara says kill as chacham, afil al tanai miskayem. Interesting. Gemara talks about bichas hedyot and kill as chacham. A bracha, even a hedyot can give a bracha. And a klola, tamir chacham know how to give klola is better. One would have thought just the reverse. Tamir chachamim should give bracha is better. So Gemara talks about bichas hedyot. Bichas hedyot is also important. They tell the story that a woman came to the Ragat Shavah and she wanted a bracha. So he said, he doesn't give bracha, he's not a teacher. So he kept on nudging and nudging and nudging. So then she finally blurted out and she said, but the Halakha Gemara says, Halti b'chais hedyot kala b'enecha. Then she realized, that's an insult, he's not a hedyot. So she said, kala b'chaim are you? So he said, go around the corner, there's a chassidish rebbe, I'll give you a bracha without a kala b'chaim. It's a hedyot, b'chais hedyot, yeah. So Gemara talks about Bichas Hedyot and Kilas Chacham. Gemara has Kilas Chacham, Afil al Tanai Miskayem. The Chacham gives a Klola on a Tanai. And the Tanai doesn't happen. So the Klola should not be Chal. So the Gemara says, no. Kilas Chacham, Afil al Tanai Miskayem. A Tanai means that I don't have Das. It's like a Tois. But the one who gives the Klola is not the Balabas on the Chalois HaKlola. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Balabas. So even if a chacham gives a klola ala tanai, it will still be miskayemes. He said the ma'isa klola. So the bracha is also chal, even though the bracha was betoyes. The bracha is still chal. And after ends off with the pasuk, kisip sichan yishma das v'toyi v'akshem epihu ki malach Hashem tzvokesu. So the Gemara has a famous comment in Chagiga, in the second parak. Ki malach Hashem tzvokasu. Torah yivakshem mipihu, you should only listen to the Torah of the Kohanim and the Levim are supposed to be Yoram Mishpatech al-Yagim v'saros chal Yisro. Shevet Levi is supposed to be sitting and learning and passing them all the Shaila. So you should only ask the Talmud Chacham. You should learn Torah of him, Torah yivakshem mipihu, provided if the Malach Hashem Tzvokas, if the Rab Daimel Malach Hashem Tzvokas, you back should turn with people. If the Rab is not Daimel Malach Hashem Tzvokas, then you shouldn't be Mevakshim turn with people. The Gemara, yeah, what does it mean? Rab Daimel Malach Hashem Tzvokas, Poshim Shad is, he seems to be a medactic ben mitzvahs. If the Rebbe is not from, Rebbe is not a medactic ben mitzvahs, so you shouldn't learn by him. The Gemara says that Rebbe Meir learned by Elisha ben Avui. Elisha ben Avui was a Tana of the Benim, but he gave up the whole religion, but he still knew how to learn. So Rebbe Meir was learning by him, and all the other Tanaim were upset. You're not allowed to learn by Acher. They called him Acher. Elisha ben Avui, because he was not Daimel and Malach Hashem Tual. He was not angelic at all. He was not observant. So Rebbe Meir says he's intelligent enough to know. He found the Rima and Tocha Achalak Lipos HaZorak. When Elisha ben Avir says Apikursus are silly things, I don't accept them. When he says things of substance, I do accept it. See, he held that din, Marab Damim Malach Hashem Tzvokas Vakshtem, but that's by a stump person, but a person is very learned, the Talmud Chacham, so he'll be able to discern. So it's muta for him. So the Shach writes in Yeridea that we don't accept Ramea's opinion. And even if you're all like Rav Meir, we don't have in our generation people who are so learned like Rav Meir that they'll know how to discern. So if the Rebbe is saying original things, that Torah Yivakshem Mipihu, let's say Jastrow was a conservative rabbi. So everybody uses Jastrow. So are you allowed to use it? The answer is he's not saying original things. Once in a while he has a mistake. I don't think he meant it as an original Chiddush. Once in a while he has a mistake in Jastrow. So there was a Talmud Chacham in England who published the whole lesson. Rabbi Alta Halperin, he was a character. He was the son-in-law of Rabbi Moshe Schneider. He used to be Schneider's yeshiva in England for many years. I once spent a couple of weeks there in Schneider's yeshiva. Now it doesn't. It's closed down already many years ago. Closed down. But this Rabbi Alta Halperin wrote a whole essay. In some of the new editions of Jastrow, they print his essay. Why are you not allowed to use Jastrow? Because he was a conservative rabbi, and here and there he has a couple of mistakes. Yeah, but usually we use Jastrow. He just tells you what the words mean in Aramaic, and he quotes Gemara, so he quotes Targumim, where that word has that meaning. That's not saying original. Usually, if someone goes, Torah Yivakshem Yipiyu. If he's saying an original Chiddush, then if he's not Doimel L'malach Hashem Tzvakas, then you shouldn't listen. What does it mean, Doimel L'malach Hashem Tzvakas? Posh Pshat means that he's angelic. It means he seems to be a holy man, seems to observe mitzvah. Elisha ben Avui was a Baal Aveira, he didn't observe. The Haflor has a whole different suggestion. The Haflor has... I remember when my father-in-law passed away. My father-in-law was a Rebbe in Torah Vadas for 40 years. And then at the funeral, Rabbi Palm delivered the Hesper. Rabbi Palm is a Kohen, so he stood outside. The most of the Hespedim were in Torah Vadas, in the base mother. Rabbi Palm stood outside. So he said, over this floor has an haknamah to the makna. I think makna is on Kiddushin, our floor is on Ksubis. So he says... The pasuk says, "Menasat elchom halchim bein ha'omdim ho'ele." Malachim ha'omdim. Malachim, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates them, that's it. They can't advance. They can't become greater. Human beings are malachim. The Bali Musa say, either we're advancing or we're regressing. We never stay on the same madrega. If we don't advance, then we're going to regress. Everyone has to advance. More shmiras ha'mitzvahs, more Talmud Torah. If you don't advance, you're going to regress. So human beings are called Mahalchim and Malachim are called Omdim. So the Makna says, Rabbi Palm said it over like this, let's say, Torah V'das, my father-in-law was a Rebbe there for 40 years, so he must have given Shir and Bava Kama a few times, at least four or five times. So the first time he gave a Shir and Bava Kama, so he was working everything out, so he starts with the Gemara Rashi and Tais. Second time he already knows that, so he's going to do the Shita Mukubet, so he's going to do more. By the fifth time, he's going to say many. The fifth time, they're giving Shir and Bava Kama. They're not going to start from the Gemara Rashi. They'll start with the Briskei Rav. They'll start with Rav Chaim. And then they'll start going further. But that's not fair to the students. The students are learning for the first time. That's not fair. The Rebbe, every time the Rebbe learns Bava Kama, he advances. He's Mahalach. And then he's going to give Shir for one who's learning Bava Kama for the fifth time or for the sixth time, whatever it happens to be. So that's not fair. So that was the greatest of my father-in-law. Even when he taught Bava Kama for the 10th time, he taught it, he started from scratch on the assumption as if he doesn't know anything and the students don't know anything. He always started from the beginning. So that's what the Haflor learns. And my Rav Doim Elam Al Hashem Tvaka said, if the Rebbe is an Oymeid, he doesn't keep on advancing. If the Rebbe is the same as he was the first time he gave Shia, if he starts from the beginning, then you've actually turned to him love. It's not a smart idea to learn by that rabbi. He's going to start with the Briskei Rav. He's going to start with what the Rav Leib Allen says. He's going to start with something that's advanced. Students need a rabbi. He's going to start from the beginning. I remember Rabbi Gifter once said, "B'derech Halotza," that we don't know anything about Malachim. If the students are too buddy-buddy with the rabbi, they know all about his personal life, then it's no good. Then they shouldn't learn by that rabbi. They should learn by a rabbi they don't know anything about him. Okay. Maybe that's also included. But the Pashur Shat Negemar doesn't mean the Pashur Shat means if the rabbi is a Shema Mitzvah. So the rabbi is not a Shema Mitzvah. You shouldn't listen to his original Chidush. Actually, Torah Mepiyu, because he may be saying improper things. In Achrayim, there's a whole machlokes when a person davens, should he shuckle or should he not shuckle? So some have the practice, it's not proper to shuckle by the davening, less when you say Shem Hashem, because that's based on the pasuk in the Haftarah. Amipnei Shmi Nichasu. When he says the Shem Hashem, he trembles. So that's what the Chidor quotes, that compromise. You shouldn't shuckle by the davening, except when you say Shem Hashem. Then you have to be misnaneh a little bit out of Yiras Hashem, out of Yiras Hashemayim. The pasuk has two psukim, which seem to be pretty similar. Chisagishon here, pasuk hey, no, pasuk ches, I think. Pasuk ches, chisagishon ivel izbech ein roh, chisagishon pesech v'chole ein roh. Hakvei analef echastach yirtza yisuf hanach ama Hashem tzvokas. Then the pasuk says later, Bahave, the Gemara in the first daf in Lulavag also quotes this pasuk. Aveisim gozol is hapisech v'sachoyle. Aveisim samincho, eretz oisim yetchem, amar Hashem. Basin gozel a pesach gozel dumi yeti pesach ma pesach shein la takon a gozel ein la takon lo shen lifnei yosh lo shen lacha yosh. So the pasuk seems to be repeating itself that you bring a pesach and a chayla as a korban. So the Mishkan Sanhedrin has it truly says that's a misreading of the pesukim. The first pasuk is talking about the koyin is a pesach or a chayla. Chizagishim either. The din is that a kohen b'mum can't do an avoda, but shchita lav avoda, he shchita is kshere bizar. So even if you have a kohen doing shchita, you don't need a kohen. So even if the kohen is even if the person doing the shchita is a b'mum, it will be kosher b'di'evit, but l'chatrila, that's not right. So the novi is kem l'chisagish, and the iver l'izboyach, he bring a person who's blind on one eye to be the shoychet, ein ro'a, it's okay, it's kosher. He says, no, l'chisagish should be sech v'choyla, ein ro'a. If the one is doing the shechita, it's a pesach v'chol ein ro'ah, it's kosher. No, hakvein olafecha secha. Would you send a person as a balmum to be the representative if you want to go to a melech bas of adam? Hayitzach hayisuf anecha. That goes, the person is doing the shechita, shouldn't be pesach v'chol. Now the pasuk later, that basin gozel goes on the korban. If the korban is a gozel, a pesach v'chol, you shouldn't bring a pesach v'chol as a korban. And the first pasuk is going on the Kohen HaShechet. The Kohen who does the Kabbalah HaLoch HaZrika, that's an Avoidus. Of course a Balmum is possible, but even though the Shechita Kshere Bizar and a Balmum would be kosher to do the Shechita, but still, HaYitzach HaYisuf HaNecho, it's not proper. Mishkan HaSangha has a tshuva, there's a Machlokes in Achreinim. Is it better or is it not recommended at all that you should have a person who's a Balmum be the Shlev Tzibut to daven for Anomen? So some say it's better. The person is a balmum, so he'll be more broken-hearted, so he'll daven better. He won't be arrogant because of the fact that he's balmum. Others say, no, that there are cherets. We should send a shliach tzibur, should be a balmum. That's not proper. So the Mishkan Yankov thinks that those are the two psukim in the Haftarah. That the first pasuk goes, chisagishu iver lizbayach, not the korban is the iver. The one who's going to do the shechita is the iver. If he's blind on both eyes, he won't have to see how to do the shechita. Let's say he's blind on one eye. So balmum is possible to do avodas, but it's kosher to do shechita, but it's not proper. Kenes Yankov has very strong truths. A lot of times has very strong things. When Rivka told Yaakov that Olai kida loscha b'ni, and the Targum Onkelos says Olai yitama b'nevu, I was told b'nevu that you have to do this. So what kind of an inyan is this? So the Netziv has in his commentary on Chumash, this is what we usually call chatei b'shul shetiske. He did an avera to fool the father. It's not proper, but he was told b'nevu that he has to do it. So sometimes we have that, let's say, to cheat, to steal government money in order to support a yeshiva, that's not allowed. Better not to have the yeshiva than to steal money from the government. You don't say chatei b'shul shetiske. But in rare cases, the Gemara has, we say chatei b'shul shetiske, if the chet is a slight chet, and the schus is going to be a big schus, it doesn't go, I'm going to steal money. It doesn't go that kind of a thing. The Gemara has in rare cases, Tosis points out, the beginning of Shabbos, the Gemara has in the Abdallah, V'chei Molo Chatei B'shul She'izkeh Chavercha, so you allow that. It's going to come up in a Tosis later, on Daf Yagimel, there's a famous Tosis. In Baba Basra, Yagimel Manav, there's a famous Tosis. If you have a Chatzi Ebe V'chatzi Mechor, and Kofin is Rabbi, B'shama, it was Machlek, it's B'shama B'silo, and after a while, Chose B'shama, Chose B'silo, Horus Kedibi B'shama, B'silo gave in, that you force the Yodan to free the Eved, that the Eved should be able to be Mekayim in the mitzvah of Pru Revu. So Tosi says, the Kashi V'chei Amalon Chatei B'shul She'izkeh Chavecha, the Yodan violates an essay, the Olam Em Tavodi, you're not allowed to free an Eved K'nayni. So Nisa, Meshach Rabbi, over the B'essay. The Yodan frees the Eved is over an essay, so the Yodan is going to violate the essay in order that the Eved should be able to be Mekayim in the mitzvah. Is that proper? Do you say Chatei B'shul She'izkeh Chavecha? So that's what over here, Chatei B'shul Shetiska, we do have in rare cases, we have it. Abchaim Olozhin has in the Nefesh Shalhami, has a whole attack against the Hasidim. The Hasidim on Shabbos morning, they go to mikveh, they wake up early, they go to mikveh, then they You ever go to Satmar, so the Mabes Sedra with the children, or they learn their Chazah with the children, whatever they learn. They don't get to Daven Shacharis till doomsday, till 11 o'clock. They miss Man. Krishna is Man, they miss all his Man. So Reb Chaim Volozhin has a whole attack. If you miss this Man, even, he says, Moshal Amar Davidam, a person is going to sit in the Sukkah on Pesach, and is going to eat Matzah on Chanukah, and is going to light the Menorah on Purim. Your month's off. So he says, even if you're just a half an hour off, if the train leaves, if the plane leaves at that time, so you missed it. But you missed his man, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So he makes fun of the Hasidim that they say, Chatei Vishul Shetiske. They make achonis and achonis. The achonis, they go to mikveh, and they ma'abes sedra, then they learn with their children. And then, after doing all the achonis, then they daven. He says, they're not yoytze the mitzvah. So he says, Chatei Vishul Shetiske, that was only koydem matan Torah. Achamatan Torah, you never say Chatei Vishul Shetiske. Yankel Avina married Shtei Achoyas, because before the Torah was given, so all this kima kala tariku lachin they volunteered, but they weren't mechuyev to. So since it was koydem matan Torah, so then you say chatei b'shul shetiske. But lachem matan Torah you don't say. So the Talmidim of Reb Chaim Volozhin point down, it's not exactly so. That was an exaggeration. He was attacking the chassidim. Chatei b'shul shetiske agdinim in the Gemara that we apply even after matan Torah. It's rare. Koydem Matan Torah, it's much easier to apply the klal because everything was b'Torah Seinim Mitzvah Yosef. Lachem Matan Torah, it's more rare that you say it, but it does apply. So here, this was Chatei B'Shul Shetiske. Alai Kiloloscha B'nei, Alai Tama B'Nevuah. Rivka was told B'Nevuah that her son Yankov should do this, but it was a chet to fool the father in order to get the brachas. That's Chatei B'Shul Shetiske. So the Netziv says, when you have Eser Decha, let's say the Hatzolah people, when Mechal Shabbos, they save someone's life, or to attempt to save someone's life, even if the guy died, even if it turns out he wasn't really a Cholesh Eish B'Sakana, but they were attempting to save life. So the Gemara says, you don't need any Kapora. The Hatzolah people don't need any Kapora. That's a din. Eser Decha says is a din. And Pekuach Nefesh Decha Kol HaTarkul. Chatei B'Shul Shetiske is the chet remains a chet, and you need a kapara. The Netziv has this on the Gemara in a few places. He has an achumish also. He says over here, Yankov Avinu did chatei b'shul shetiske. He was told, he has to fool the father, that was a chet. And then when Esav found out that Yankov had been there previously, it says, he was very aggravated. So the Medrash points out that expression, Yitzok Sokadol Amor Admiot, appears in Megillah Esther, when they heard about the gzera that they're going to kill all the Jews, so it says Vayitzak Sokka Gedola Mordechai was crying something terrible. So he says the Jewish people needed a kapara for the fact that Yitzchak, that Yankov fooled the father and Esau was aggravated. That was Chatei B'Shul Shetiske. So they needed a kapara for that. So the kapara was later when the Jewish people were suffering in Shushan, when they heard the Gzeira Rom. So he has all Arichas on this. The Chatei and Chumash, he has it, and the Marai Mesodah, the Shur Mandi Gemara, the beginning of Tainus. Gemara says if a person has a frightening dream on Friday night, he should fast even on Shabbos, Tainus Chaloyim, but then he should fast on Sunday, Tzorch Lameisah, Tainus L'Tainisa. So it does understand this, that the fasting on Shabbos is Chatei B'Shul Shetiske, but you need a Kapara. So you have to fast on Sunday because of the fact that you violated Shabbos. It's not a heter gomer. Chatei b'shul shetiske, you need a kapor. So this gives a moshel l'mad abadayma. One who is mekabel naziris is nikra chayte. One Tana says, one who is mekabel naziris is nikra chayte. So why is he mekabel naziris? Let him not be a sinner. No. He stands to gain more than he's going to lose. So it's muta. It's mutter to be mekabel nazirus, but there's a bit of an iser involved. So you need a kapara, so that's why you have to bring a chatas later, asher chato ala nefesh, that he sinned against his own body, that he refrained from enjoying olam hazeh. He doesn't drink wine, doesn't take a normal haircut, he doesn't go to a funeral, he doesn't do normal things. So he needs a kapara. So the Netziv has this on Chumash, and today said when he has it on that Tosis in the beginning of Tainus. Okay, very good. This Shabbos I'm supposed to be the guest in the yeshiva. I'm supposed to give a shiur on the parsha. I have to figure out what to say. Can't say the same as I said today. Okay. Very good.
Congrats on that.